KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A 16-year-old boy is in police custody after allegedly shooting three adult family members in Bemidji on Thursday afternoon. Larissa Donovan has the story.
Bemidji police responded to the Itasca Loop neighborhood around 4:40 and located three adults with gunshot wounds. All three were transported to the Sanford Health Bemidji Hospital with critical injuries. Bemidji Youth Baseball canceled practice Thursday while a, quote, active situation was ongoing near the ball fields, and police locked down the hospital as a precaution as they searched for the minor suspect. Police learned the identity of the 16-year-old, who turned himself in about 2 hours later without incident. An initial Bemidji PD release incorrectly reported a child was among the injured. The release also named the juvenile suspect, with an updated release asking media outlets not to name the minor. Chief Mike Mastin did not return a request for an interview on Friday afternoon. Carl White is an uncle of the boy accused in the shooting. White says his relatives injured in the shooting are in stable condition. He says the family didn't know there was a gun in their home and they don't know how the boy acquired it. White says his nephew is facing felony assault and weapons charges after a Friday juvenile court hearing.
He's a juvenile who's 16 years old, and his name was named on the Bemidji Police Department's social media page. You know, even if he was to be tried as an adult, that doesn't mean that he's being tried as an adult yet.
He says his nephew has been struggling with mental health challenges, and the shooting followed a heated argument between the boy and his parents, with his adult sister also getting struck.
You know, no matter what's going on with our family, we're still in support of him and we still love him.
Larissa Donovan, KAXE News. The man who was fatally shot by police in Virginia last week has been identified as 31-year-old Ethan Roy Bashy of Chisholm. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension also identified the officer as Lieutenant Henry Trunk. Trunk has been placed on critical incident leave. The BCA's preliminary investigation showed police responded the morning of May 1st to a report of a man wearing a ski mask while walking on the sidewalk, holding and waving what, quote, appeared to be a handgun. The BCA reports Trunk shouted commands for Bashy to put his hands in the air. Bashy then allegedly walked toward Trunk and appeared to raise the item in his hands when he was shot. BCA crime scene personnel recovered a torch lighter, quote, consistent with the appearance of a firearm, according to the news release. The BCA will present its investigation findings without a charges recommendation to the St. Louis County Attorney's Office for review. Walker's new conservation officer is preparing for his first fishing opener. Megan Buffington talked with him ahead of the busy weekend.
Jack Lean started his role in December after graduating from the CO Academy in August. Lean says he's been exploring the area lakes ahead of opener, both to familiarize himself with them and
study what it's like and where the fishermen are going to be able to get their boats and where they might find success.
He says the fishing has been a little slow with water temps still in the 40s. That's delaying the shallow bite for panfish.
But if we have any change of weather, like it goes warm real quick, my prediction is that should change pretty quick.
The same goes for walleye. Lean recommends fishing shorelines and shallow structure and using slow presentation bait rigs. Not only does the cold water slow the bite, it's also dangerous. Lean says COs might be a little more strict about safety rules because of that. He says check for your life jackets, a whistle or horn, and other required equipment. Lean also recommends making sure your boat is running smoothly, since you probably haven't started it up since the fall. Additionally, anglers should be careful when putting their boats in, especially in Cass and Itasca counties. Drought conditions have left water levels unusually low on some lakes. Lean says he feels blessed to have gotten such a great station so early in his career. He and his toddler were getting ice cream in downtown Walker on Friday, and he says with the number of boats that pulled through town, it's going to be a hornet's nest.
The accesses are going to be trailer parades, and those are the hardcore fishermen.
Lean also reminds folks to follow all aquatic invasive species prevention rules, and don't be scared to contact your CO if you see anything suspicious. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.